I believe we're on.
Are those cases full?
No, unfortunately.
I don't. They put full cases of Lina Kugels in front of your piano. Would be a mistake. Oh, Ron. Well, the million-dollar winning Powerball ticket sold in Eau Claire, you know, it went unclaimed, so it lapses. It doesn't exist anymore. But wait a minute. What is this here? 829, 41, 51, 58. Powerball of 5. Power play number 2. Well, what do you know?
Live from the State Theater in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Mitch Shiner on drums, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's all the Chippewa Valley news that isn't, plus the Joint's Bill Nolte and an alpaca-freeing round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who fronts a bony bear-like klezmer band, Michael Feldman.
It's going to be terrific. And all the best
people. Oh, boy, he can play those drums. What got into Shiner? What got into you, Shiner? What was that? Wow, pretty good. That's Mitch Shiner joining us. Actually, they did trace back the winning ticket that wasn't reclaimed. It was sold to a Ted Cruz. Just the way things are going for Ted. Should have looked at it. Hello, Eau Claire, Augusta, Fall Creek, Altoona, Pleasant Valley, Brunswick, Drebin, there's no such place. Bridge Creek, Clear Creek, all the creeks, Otter Creek, all the creeks, all the bridges, and Seymour, ladies and gentlemen. And Cleghorn. I meant to say Cleghorn. Are you here from Cleghorn? Huh? Nearby? There's something nearby Cleghorn? I'm amazed. I didn't realize that. And, of course, Chippewa Falls and Bloomer. Is that for Bloomer or Chippewa Falls? You mean no one here from Bloomer? That's good. I like that. I'm trying to pander to every town and village in the proximity, near proximity. Let's see, Cadott, Stanley, New Perry, New Auburn. Well, I'll tell you, you come here and I don't think the word is out on Eau Claire, you know, but this is like coming to Shangri-La when you come here. It really is. It's like Eau Claire shouldn't be, but it is, you know? It's like your plane going down in the Himalayas and trudging through the snow until you're saved by ageless monks who look like Bill Nolte. It's a lot easier than having to do that. You know, you just drive here pretty good. Road's pretty good. Not so bad. You know, the very planets align with Eau Claire, and right in Phoenix Park, you can see it happening. Whereas the only planet that aligns with Madison is of the apes. I mean, I used to love Madison, but, you know, these apes riding around and striking people with their trudgeons. This is much nicer. Now, where else could a French trance band appear in the woods out of nowhere? Or could you see a shape that kisses the lips of God? Only in Eau Claire. And the arts. More than you can fit in an old movie theater. There's so much arts here of various types. It's going to take $45 million just to house it. That's a lot of arts. It overflowed. It's a beautiful old theater, but, you know, although many of us thought that the Confluence Center for the Arts was the Joint. And the beers will be a lot cheaper, let's face it, but they're short. What is it with those short beers? Who has those glasses anymore? Anyway. You know, you might, I don't know, if this doesn't work out, you might want to think about an aquarium. A lot of places are doing aquariums now, or IMAXs, something like that. But I think aquarium is a good idea. You could just, you know, flow the river into somebody's basement. If you tuck point all that, you can get it right up to the second, third floor, and you got an aquarium. All right. On the other hand, if you had $1 million, let's say if you'd saved your winning Powerball ticket, you had $1 million, this new thing could be the Michael Feldman Confluence Center for the Arts, ladies and gentlemen. That would bring me back. That would bring me back. Playing tonight at the Feldman. Okay, I didn't like the sound of that either, actually. It sounds sort of weird. I'm just putting that out there, though. But I get it, though. Build it and they will come. That's, you know, if you build like an art center of that quality, magnitude, they'll be coming out of the woods. You know, all the singers and lute players, the painters, the three-dimensional guys, the Morris dancers, the human torches, all the arts will be coming out of the woods and focusing here. And it's amazing. Plus, it sucks in the millennials. Really, I read about it. Someone in the county there said, the millennials will come if you build this sort of thing. Because, it was Eau Claire's, the county, out in the county there, Catherine Schaff said, many of the millennial group, instead of finding a job and then traveling to that job, they choose a place to live and then they find a job when they get there. Is that true? I had no idea about that millennial group. It really takes the whole construct of economic development and how we look at building community and flips it on its head a little bit. You can't really flip something on its head a little bit, frankly. But I get what you're saying. So that's, you know, building this thing, and people will come for it, and hopefully they'll find a job. So for millennials, it takes more than just a Starbucks in every corner and maybe, you know, and a spinning place to spin in a Starbucks. You need more than that. Well, in all the news that isn't, from all the places mentioned above, the Chippewa Falls Police Department says the 2014 Suburban they seized in an online sex sting is working out just great as a chief squad car. And yes, there's some personal use there, too. It's a Suburban, and it hauls a lot. It already had a siren and radio. They just put lights on it and a shotgun rack. I have one of those. Can't walk around with your shotgun. You got to have a rack. The man who walked down the center line of County X, Chuck Nagel, says, for 2.5 minutes, I walked down the center line, and there were no cars. I just report the news. I don't know what that means. Could have been worse because the bridge is out, you know, so it's okay. The rabid bat found in Eau Claire County, thought to have winged over from Minnesota by night. Probably from Lake City there, I would think. Closest flight for a bat. The teens caught smoking pot in the Mayo Clinic Hospital here said that it was prescription. For early onset glaucoma. Surprising number of kids are getting that. And some joker called into the Eau Claire County fraud line and turned in Eau Claire County. That's not what it's for, people. The Walker administration has extended the weekend, the Eau Claire holiday parking limitations now, 2 hours, even on weekends and major holidays. Well, the Walker administration has extended that weekend restrictions and holidays for 2 hours throughout Wisconsin, in every downtown and every city and town in Wisconsin, because Wisconsin means business. Yes. Yes, sorry. Of course, it means like running like hell for your car at happy hour. You know, you got a 2-hour window there. So if you park 15 minutes early, you know, to get there at 4, for the beers, 2-for-1 beers. And then you have to run, you can't stay for the whole thing, obviously, and then you'll have a ticket at $15, so your beers will be 2-for-2. That's no bargain at all. Anyhow, just me talking here. Don't worry about it. People signing up for the Chalk Fest coming up here at the UW are reminded not to sign up in chalk. They've lost a lot of applications. In a gag gone too far, Eau Claire North, listed for sale on Craigslist, has been sold. Apparently, Emmanuel Luther picked it up to serve as, and now be known as IL2. Eau Claire, you'll be happy to know, is only 9th on the most drunk city list. Because the guy doing the survey never got out of the joint. Either that or he just got out of the joint. You know, it's one of those things, one of those possibilities. Down in La Crosse, this is related news, not here, but I thought it was funny because it's La Crosse. Down in La Crosse, they tried feeding contraceptive-laced popcorn to the pigeons, but nearly all of it was consumed by patrons stumbling out of piggies. Which, actually, that's a good thing, too, if you think about it. La Crosse, of course, was like number 2 on the drunk list, but who's comparing? UW Eau Claire is considering converting a nursing home into student housing, which is great because I'm considering going back to school. Perfect. Visitor lodging spending in Eau Claire hits a new high here of $355 million. $216 million in direct spending and $139 million in seat cushions and sofas. You know, small change they leave behind. Okay, anyway. Oh, all right, so if you have to explain it, it's all lost anyway. The man who stole a still flashing bridge out sign from Water Street, which was still flashing from his window on Niagara, had nothing to say for himself. I guess the sign said it all. His bridge is out. Chippewa Valley Regional Airport reminds you that once your drone hits 55 pounds, you have to call it an aircraft and should probably be in it. Okay. And finally, and I mean that, the police department says this year's unused prescription drop-off will be at the Roadway Inn in Eau Claire. Just look for the jazzed-up Chevy Suburban and try. That's all the news it is, and thank you so much. Okay. All right, we got through that. There were some downturns.